Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your car accident radio channel. Talking About You with Estra's radio show welcomes you. Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or car accident experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your journey. And you never need to travel this path alone. You can read, watch, or listen with me at any time. Many sick, injured, or disabled are faced with perceptions of being less valued than an individual without any visible conditions. Yet the truth of the matter is every person on this planet has strengths and weaknesses. Regardless of the cards any of us have been dealt and play with, we are indeed the same. Because the inequalities in many societies, often quality or standard of life varies. Wherever our place, worldly lessons learned teach us and help design our destinies. Limitations placed upon disabled by perceptions of being second-class citizens can be harmful to the psyche if internalized. Unfortunately, self-esteem for some is tied to demeaning those around them. This includes disability, race, gender, weight, beauty, and of course, this list is endless. Aging is one tool that fights against many of these stereotypes. Age breaks down many barriers for people because biased lines have been crossed, removing preconceived notions. This does not stop the cruelty faced by sick, injured, or disabled. Remarks such as being called lazy, unwilling to work, or just sucking money out of the system are made mostly by people who are jealous or resentful about a situation they often know little about. Where were they when you worked, supported others, and volunteered in your community? The injured and disabled must remember who they are, and this doesn't change regardless of physical or mental condition that prevails. What matters is how to proceed with life, each and every day, to be best at your current abilities. Continue to improve from where you are today, and don't give up on making the most from life. Every life has value, and as long as above ground, there is something worthwhile to share. Will you internalize negative words or behaviors by others? Will you allow self-esteem to sink into despair? Choose instead to take the high road, the road to making life better for you and others in similar circumstances. Being an advocate and helping others going through similar circumstances is a gift for them and a recognition that the trials and tribulations can be put to good use. If possible, educate those whose ignorance hurt instead of help disable. Tell your story so people recognize the journey injured go through after a car accident. There are many ways in life to be productive. Many disabled live in poverty. Should this be a hindrance? I don't think so. There are many free ways to share. And if you do have resources, consider using them to support those who want to make a difference in the lives of people injured in car accidents. One of the most difficult times is when injured is waiting for a settlement and have no money to live on. Personally, I believe this is a strategy by insurance carriers to make disabled desperate to take lowball settlements which are unfair, and keep them in poverty. So any aid you can provide, whether monetarily or in service for people involved in collisions, would be helpful when facing hard times. Don't let any individual or corporation make you feel less than anyone else if disabled. Regardless of current lot in life, you are as viable as they come. Few people travel straight, peaceful journeys while on this planet. The best any of us can wish for, in my opinion, is a satisfying life of insight, growth, respect, and dignity. It's a gift we can all give to one another daily in some form or shape. Frankly, some of the best things really are free and go a long way improving life for everyone. Yes, money is also needed for survival. There's no doubt about it. Placed in the right perspective, it does help attain daily needs and provides a path towards a future. A well-rounded life should be the goal. And this goal starts with knowing that it's the content of character and how you treat others which makes a difference in life, individually or as a corporate entity. Eliminate stereotypes in life. Let them go right now. Choose to be an asset rather than a liability to society. It's not a disability which hinders where life goes. This choice is made with the decision not to give up, but to keep improving. It's loving and understanding yourself right now. Acceptance and care makes a difference. If you can help others see disabled in a better light, this helps make the world a better place. But more important is realizing how wonderful you are right now. And perfection does not exist. The best you can be is who you are right now, today, in your own skin. People receiving SSDI are often made to feel as if they've gotten something for nothing, when in fact, in order to qualify for these benefits, just as any other insurance claim, they had to pay premiums every month, go through the application process, which is extremely lengthy, I might add, and struggle to survive until these benefits were approved. Therefore, people receiving SSDI went through a great deal of hardships before benefits began in most cases. The reward in life for most people is a career of choice and being able to get up every morning with some surety of feeling normal and being able to head off to work. In most cultures, this is a satisfying mentality. Personal sufficiency is the key, right? In fact, most people who qualified for Social Security disability did just that until some unforeseen event occurred. Otherwise, they could have not qualified for benefits. Yet, this is not the perception some may have seen unless they themselves are disabled or help family or friends who have become injured in a collision. Most understand the struggles of everyday life, even without a disability. Yet, how many people know firsthand what it means to struggle each and every day with one? Frankly, I personally am glad to see our society becoming more inclusive for people in all walks of life. This is the only way knowledge can be gained about different ways of living. Everyone wants to be productive and play a role in this world. It's where most people derive satisfaction. Why is it important for people with disabilities to find their niche in life? Because it all leads to our destiny in some way. One way this happens is for people without them to take any blinders they might have off and truly look at the individual as they do anyone else. We all grow with human interaction and feedback. When this is generously given to all people, selections will be made more on the talents and gifts each person has attained rather than prejudices or biases. In my opinion, this will increase the satisfaction of accomplishments. A fair playing field is not only important for auto insurance, employer, or SSDI benefits, it's important in evaluating people and their gifts. Do not give up on finding your niche if you become injured or disabled. Personally, I believe there is something for everyone. Recovery does take time. Changing one's life into another direction takes time. Learning to deal with new disability takes time. Still, there is something inside you which will come out if allowed the time and nurturing to develop. In my years of dealing with Social Security disability, I have met workers who have helped me grow and those who have attempted to hinder improvements. This is the case, I believe, in many organizations. The key is not to give up. Know what is important to you. Decide to make the most of your life and do the best you can with what you've been given. Congress has just proposed cuts to Social Security disability. In fact, and this is in the 2015 budget, I suspect with their strong alliances with Wall Street, they will attempt to privatize Social Security, both retirement and disability. This is one reason 33% of the people voting will hurt society as a whole. Reason being, only approximately 33% of the people's interest is being protected. If you've not been voting, be sure to start now. Also, take a little deeper look into the rhetoric by politicians. Make sure they've been doing the things which support people on Social Security disability. This decision really is in your hands with one vote by you. Social Security can remain safe for generations. One absent vote by you may mean less and less benefits, which are already at poverty levels, and more for Wall Street. Please make the right choice and vote in local, state, and federal elections. Your voice and vote do matter for all of us. You may hear them talk about the excessive fraud in Social Security disability. Frankly, if they were interested in fraud, they would look in the halls of Congress, their lobbyists, and Wall Street. Poor and middle-class people are just trying to live. Most disabled have no time or energy for such tactics. Many spend most of their time on recovery and trying to help their families. These types of fear tactics only hurt poor people with the little resources to help themselves against large corporations who can do a lot of harm. Frankly, attempts to keep the money which should go to poor and middle-class families for Wall Street, in my opinion, is a disgrace. Let's hope those in power who stand for fairness will speak out on these tactics which have harmed the disabled for decades. So regardless of the degradation placed upon the backs of the disabled, stand up as straight as you can and do not internalize demeaning tactics. Instead, recognize that as long as you focus on your goals and dreams, disabled or not, you will move forward. Don't look back and listen to the heckles of those who do not have your best interest in heart. Choose to keep moving forward, even if it's just one inch at a time. You'll be surprised what can be achieved in a lifetime. Learning rights under Title II and Title 16 for yourself means basic knowledge about rights cannot easily be manipulated by anyone. Calling the person out and being able to say you know that that's not in Title II or ask them to show you where it is will provide protections and advocacy for you. One thing is for sure, the key is to stand up for rights and benefits. This will also help others in similar positions. In my opinion, Social Security disability benefits are under attack due to economic conditions. Using an online search engine to find Title II Social Security Administration or Title 16 Social Security Administration will provide helpful and legitimate links. Make sure that you are looking at one of their links, though. That's really important. Also, make sure to go out to Estra's Car Accident blog. You'll find several articles out there on Social Security. Personally, you'll find experience and knowledge there together. Always remember, there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's Car Accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there, and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's Car Accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision. And my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions. And it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You'll also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's great as a gift or personal use. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Esther, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, and our topic today of Social Security disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. I also want to thank Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the song Midnight Run by OK. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Take a moment to take the Social Security survey. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.